Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Don Lloyd, who is the new president and CEO over at St. Clair Healthcare. Mr. Lloyd, thanks so much for being here on the show.
It's my privilege. Thank you for having me.
Now, I know that you have worked in the healthcare industry for quite some time, 18 years now, is according to your bio. So tell me a little bit about where you're from originally.
Yes. Actually, I've been in this business for more than 35. It just does a CEO role for more than 18. I've been very fortunate to have a diversity of experience. But I'm actually a native of Alabama. Grew up around Cape Kennedy, Florida, with the NASA program. And spent most of my formative career years in the Carolinas before my most recent assignment in Lake Charles, Louisiana, working for a large international healthcare company. And then I was very fortunate to be recruited here to Morehead to serve in this role for St. Clair Healthcare.
Now, what drew you to healthcare? I mean, when you go into an administrative role, there are all kinds of different options. What made you go, hey, I want to work with the healthcare industry?
Well, you know, sometimes life can be rather serendipitous. And the truth of the matter is I actually was educated. I'm an economist by training, and I was educated to be a banker.
Okay.
But as life throws sometimes curveballs at us, when I finished my undergraduate studies, there was a national recession that adversely impacted the financial services and the banking industry. It just so happens I had married a girl who worked in the healthcare industry, and she said, well, you can't lay around and wait on a banking job, so go to work. And I ended up in healthcare. That was my entree in finance. Mm-hmm. In healthcare, and the bug bit, and I fell in love with the work, and it's been my life for 35 years.
But moving from the South going north, I mean, Kentucky's not that far north, but has it been a big change? How was the move, and how are you adjusting with your family?
You know, one of the things that my family and I really enjoy is learning new cultures and experiencing new geography. When I discovered that there was an opening here for my profession at St. Clair, St. Clair itself was a huge drawing card. But when I began to research the community of Morehead and Eastern Kentucky, there's few jobs in this world where you really want to fight for that job. And you take the great attributes of Morehead and Eastern Kentucky, and you mix it with an incredible health system. And it's all just a perfect, as they say in Louisiana, a perfect gumbo of opportunity. And we're just very delighted and excited to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about St. Clair. Your predecessor was in place for more than two decades and spent a lot of time. So to walk in, I mean, there was a lot to learn to come in to someone who'd been in the job for so long.
Yes. Mark Neff is probably one of the most dynamic and visionary healthcare leaders that I've met in my career, bar none. He was instrumental in the success and the development of especially the integration that has occurred within St. Clair Healthcare. And Mark's work is known not only in Kentucky, but nationally. In St. Clair, as a result of his leadership, is known as a national leader in as a rural hospital, educating the next generation of men and women who are going to care for us. And Mark's visionary leadership, his discipline, contributed greatly. I don't mind telling you, it was very intimidating trying to fit my feet in his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But his legacy and his spirit is with us in that institution and always will be. He was incredibly helpful to me as he transitioned and prepped me for this role. Mark and I got to know each other, and I developed a very fond affection for him professionally and personally, for not only his professional accomplishments, but also his character. He's mm-hmm. just a tremendous leader. Yeah. So I owe a great deal of gratitude to him.
I was working for a different news organization a few years back and got to meet with him right before the implementation of the Affordable Health Care Act. And at that time, it was really scary for administration yeah. of hospitals because they didn't know how it was going to affect how everything would change once that was implemented. Coming into a health organization after that, I mean, you probably went through similar things at your previous position, but are you seeing things that are still adjusting and things that are still changing because of that kind of healthcare national changes that are implemented?
You know, that's what makes, I think, this job so exciting, is because you have these opportunities, as I like to call them. I don't believe that that change is necessarily a negative thing for an organization or an institution. But so much of what we're facing in healthcare today, whether it's within clinical practice or whether it's in the way we provide care to greater populations outside the walls of the hospital, or even the work we do inside the hospital, it's driven nationally, mm-hmm. not only by government and government policy and legislation, but it's also driven by national economics. There's been massive consolidation in our industry, and you know, you've seen some of it here in Kentucky to some extent. But we must position ourselves and create a culture in our organizations where we embrace and adapt change. Because it's not that healthcare hasn't always changed. It has, mostly from a technological perspective, mm-hmm. but sometimes from a payment methodology. But we have to embrace change now, not for the sake of change, but with a greater sense of urgency. We operate all elements of our industry at a much faster pace than we have in the past.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting to kind of take that in stride, especially with the announcement that you guys just made. You're going to have to do a new cost savings plan.
Correct.
In place. And I know a lot of people in the community are very curious about that. So I do want to talk about it. It was announced that you guys are planning to reduce your budget by 6.4%. And that doesn't sound like a whole lot when you put it that way, but can you tell me what that means in dollars?
Yeah, absolutely. St. Clair Healthcare currently expends in excess of $156 million annually for its operations. We evaluated our current cost structure and also looked at some of the best practices across the country and institutions, and saw an opportunity that we could better manage and control our costs. Now that $10 million target was one that we looked at trying to rein in or control our current expenditure levels. Primarily for this reason, 80% of the patients that we serve here within St. Clair Healthcare are beneficiaries of either the federal Medicare program or the state and federal Medicaid program. So 80% of our patients whose reimbursement is paid to us is through some measure of a government health insurance program. The challenge for healthcare systems like ours is that both programs don't pay for the actual cost of care.
Right.
They pay for a portion. So traditionally in our current financing environment in the United States, institutions like St. Clair Healthcare make up the difference of that subsidized care through the private insurance market or through private patients who have no insurance, who pay out-of-pocket expenses, which is terribly challenging for many people we serve here in Eastern Kentucky.
Right.
For St. Clair, because we only have a 20% book of business that fits into that category, that we have to be particularly judicious and prudent in our expenditure and our cost structure. So as a consequence, we believe that a 6.4% initiative today better positions us to continue to make the capital investments and to grow in neighboring communities and to better serve our institution with the services that we have today and grow additional clinical services. But it's a sweet balance.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, 6.4% doesn't sound like a lot of money. And as I described to our associates and our employees and our medical staff, if you think about it in terms of a dollar, it's a nickel, a penny, and a half a penny.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that these decisions impact people's lives.
Right.
So we are taking a very cautious but deliberate and diligent approach to where we are going to reduce expenditures and to do that in the best way possible, not to compromise the care that we're providing, but to bring greater value to the people we serve.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next point. You guys have, anyone who's worked in the corporate structure understands that the biggest cost that any company has is personnel.
Yes.
And so obviously these cuts are going to affect your employees.
Right.
At this point, what are you guys doing about that?
Yes. 65% of our total cost structure is personnel. You're absolutely right. On the cuts, the reductions in our expenditures, we actually pulled back our reductions so that they weren't equally proportionate to that 65% mark. So in other words, of the 10 million reduction, we're not going to cut 6.5 million in salary and wages. We did set the target there at 6 million at 60%, and we are working very diligently to identify expenses in other non-personnel categories, mm-hmm. so that we can make any impact on our employees de minimis. We also are seeking these reductions in a way that will diminish the number of involuntary separations we may have. We have offered an incentivized early retirement program for our employees and physicians who are nearing or at retirement. We have a number of our employees who have expressed a great deal of gratitude for that incentive. We also have created some incentives for our employees who may be relocating this summer due to family considerations or who have promotional opportunities possibly within the industry but at other locations. And we've created a voluntary separation incentive for those employees. And we're hopeful that the majority of the reductions we will get on a voluntary basis.
Okay.
We're still in the process of gathering all of that data. And we have some hard deadlines that we've established for people that will wish to participate in those programs. And so we should know something additional about how many lives will really be impacted within the next week or so.
Right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about some of the other impacts that are going to happen with these changes. But first, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic, and we'll be right back after this.
Celebrate Independence Day at Fazoli's Freedom Fest, downtown Moorhead, on Wednesday, July 3rd. Americana, rock and gospel music on two stages starting at 5 p.m., car show, dirt nasty monster trucks, food vendors, kids activity zone, great paper airplane contest, and more. End your celebration with East Kentucky's best fireworks display, Thunder Over Triplet Fireworks Show at 9:30. Free and always family-friendly, come to Fazoli's Freedom Fest in downtown Moorhead on Wednesday, July 3rd. Presented by Fazoli's of Moorhead, Downtown Moorhead Incorporated, City of Moorhead, Moorhead Tourism, and Moorhead Round County Chamber of Commerce. More information on Facebook under Fazoli's Freedom Fest.
And we're back here on Open Mic here at Moorhead State Public Radio. Today we're visiting with Don Lloyd, the new president and CEO over at St. Clair Healthcare. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Now we're talking a little bit about the new cost savings plan over at St. Clair. You guys are implementing some different things, and I know people are concerned when you have to cut staff members, when staff members choose to go and we're able to kind of reorganize a little bit. Everybody wants to know, well, how's the patient care? How's this going to affect the job that you guys are doing for the community, especially when the community, like you said, so many of the community have limited access to health care, and St. Clair is the place to go. And they're wondering, the community is wondering, how is it going to affect those people who come in on a day-to-day basis?
Right. Well, first, our targeted efforts are really directed at our non-clinical areas. In those clinical areas where we are extremely well-resourced, maybe excessively. We have identified in this process that we actually need to enhance and add additional resources to some clinical services. Mm-hmm. So there will be some reassignment of clinical teams. We are experiencing some dramatic growth in our clinical diagnostics areas. And so we're rebalancing, if you will, those resources to not only sustain the level of care and access that we currently have, but also to grow that level of care and access in certain areas. But one of the most important areas that I can assure you that we will not make any reductions is that for 63 years, or 56 years, excuse me, here in this region, St. Clair, because of the visionary leadership of Dr. Caudill and of the Sisters of Notre Dame, have been very committed to assuring that access and services are provided to our most vulnerable populations within this region. We will never waver from that. As a matter of fact, our actions, I think, will strengthen our ability to stabilize that access in not only Round County, but in the neighboring counties where we provide services. We're the only healthcare provider in many of those locations, or look for new opportunities where we've been approached by communities who have no access and where we would like to provide services there. And so these actions taken in the aggregate strengthen our position to be able to continue that mission and to grow that mission where we deem appropriate.
Now, you guys, when you guys came out with this, the cost savings plan, I perhaps naively was a little like, oh, wait, what? Because as a member of the community, if you're not working in the system, you don't see the issues on a day-to-day basis. And you guys just built this brand new multi-million-dollar beautiful medical pavilion.
Right.
That's wonderful. I unfortunately had a reason to go in there recently,
yeah.
Last year with one of my kids. And it's a great facility. It's beautiful. But
right.
Did we grow too fast? Is that one of the reasons that we have to cut a little bit? Or
No, I don't. I wouldn't characterize that at all. As a matter of fact, I think that was a very well-planned strategic investment that actually helps us control and contain costs. Because instead of having a diversity of locations for our specialty care, we were able to consolidate significant operations within that building that enables it, one, to be more patient-centric, And two, it enables us to share resources between the clinical practices so that we are able to better contain our cost of care that ultimately is passed on to the patients. And so I consider that a very strategic investment. You'll continue to see those kind of investments from St. Clair Healthcare, but this action is really more to create a better financial position for us so that we can continue to make those kind of investments.
Mm-hmm. Now, and speaking of investments, I know that I spoke with Tom Lewis over at the foundation recently that you guys were having your signature event and getting ready to do your some fundraising to help create this state-of-the-art rehabilitation and training facility up on the fifth floor, I think is what he said. So you guys will continue to fundraise.
Absolutely.
And meet those, especially the goals about giving access to health care to
right.
those people who can't even afford health insurance and things like that moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I find with philanthropy is not only does it enable us to generate resources to benefit clinical programs and to create greater access for the patients that we serve. But I also find philanthropy an opportunity for us to celebrate the successes, but also to engage our community at a different level. And so this signature event is going to be an exciting evening. Mm-hmm. It'll be a tremendous amount of fun. Tom Lewis and his team within our St. Clair Foundation do an incredible job. And it's an opportunity for all of us in our community to come together mm-hmm. to support a great cause, have a great evening, and celebrate all that is special, not only about St. Clair, but about Moorhead and Eastern Kentucky and the patients we serve.
And I'm sure that will be a wonderful time and hopefully a good way to raise money and get that new facility back in over at St. Clair. And that's actually all the time that we have here on Open Mic. I really appreciate you. Don Lloyd with the St. Clair Healthcare new president and CEO. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for our listeners, we'll see you on Friday.